because there are some hurdles, constitutional hurdles. First of all, it is not necessary to identify a new majority in parliament because the parliament majority is the same of FCC, who has about 300 members of parliament on 500. So the majority is the same. Secondly, Mr. Ilunga, the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister didn't give us a spy. So there is no reason for the President to appoint a new Prime Minister or to appoint someone to try to identify another majority. So I don't see how he can do this very hard and difficult job. You know, after the euphoria, now with the social reality to stop their choices.
But there has been tension in the coalition since President Tshisekedi took power. It is looking more like a married couple who do not get along. So doesn't it make sense for them to go their separate ways?
You know, the aftermath of this new situation is that all the members of CASH have to leave the government and let the FCC rule at all the national affairs. I don't know if we'll be able to afford this new situation without any turmoil from his own people. Because it means that all the ministers, about 20, will lose their job. And you know, when a politician is without job, he can do everything, not only the best.
President Tshisekedi wanted to appoint a new Speaker of Parliament, and President Kabila coalition, I think they refused to come to Parliament to endorse. So is it fair to say that former President Kabila...
You cannot. A Speaker comes from the majority, and this majority is a majority of FCC with 300 members of Parliament. So if we want to change the Speaker, the President Kabila would say to the current President, yes, you must step down because now I appointed another. But it is not the power of President Tshisekedi to appoint another Speaker. He cannot.
Both the United Nations and the African Union have called on both President Tshisekedi and former President Kabila to work together to preserve the peace and the stability of the DRC.
Yes, this is the basic reason that pushed President Kabila to propose the coalition is to preserve the peace and the territorial integrity. And considering this matter, President Kabila and his coalition did everything to facilitate the realization of his political objectives on this matter by President Tshisekedi.